Good morning, happy Monday, and welcome to the Power Walk. You know what time it is. The countdown is now, okay? This is the last week being in Peru and traveling to a different country in South America. Won't God do it? Very, very excited. I'm going to make every best effort to go on my last two Power Walks before our flight on Thursday to close up this chapter. But it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. So good morning to you. Good afternoon. Good evening, whenever you are listening to this. But currently, presently, it is morning time. It is currently, let's see, 8 a.m. Central Time, and I have traveled 1.11 miles. Wow. 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 Come on, alignment. I'm going to keep this episode brief today because today is brand day, okay? And there are some things that I need to do. I've been working very, very hard in my client portal, which has been an app space that has been created for my clients to stay up to date with their project status and announcements of things that I have going on. And I've been working really, really hard to make this digital place the holder of all the things that I've been creating, where you can purchase templates of the things I've been working on, or you can schedule different levels of meetings, whether it's to pick my brain or to schedule a coaching call. Or if you're ready to level up with your digital strategy and you need a professional digital strategist, here I am. I've had to really reimagine what I wanted this to look like. And at one point, I wanted to create this large agency, have a bunch of people on the team, and I don't want that anymore. And that's okay. So being able to just take a moment to just kind of sit with and processing what I want, what I don't want, and going off that. I am trying something new, and I'm wondering if it's going to be to my benefit or not, because I do feel my chin hitting up against it when I'm moving around. But I do have a mic that is connected to me right here on the collar. I'm going to shift it a bit. I might have to level it out now that it's a different place. But I wanted to try different mics as I'm on this journey. I have a dynamic mic that I love that I use for most of my programming. However, with that dynamic mic, being out here with it, listen, I've done it in Tallahassee, and literally as I'm walking, you can literally hear my breath of, it's already one thing that I'm walking around doing this podcast and not in a stable location, but it's a whole nother thing to hear the deep breathing of it all on top of that. So no bueno, absolutely not, not at all. But I am here to amplify these tools that you can use to start your podcast. Last night, Diversity, Equity, and Education had their live show that is on Facebook, YouTube, and wherever you listen to your podcast. And they were talking about a lot of different topics as it relates to education in Hillsborough County. If you don't know, the two women that are over the show is also part of the Teaching for the Culture Network. And I'm just thankful for them because of their prayers and their love during the vital seasons that Teaching for the Culture has gone through. And I'm very grateful for them. So make sure you go check out their programming and also their organization, the Sunshine Education Coalition, which is on a mission to dismantle the school-to-prison pipeline. There was a post that I saw from one of our community partners at Teaching for the Culture. Keith made a really interesting post that I think many people need to see the numbers and the data for it to make sense for them. And even when some people see the numbers and the data, it still won't make sense. So let me go ahead and break it down. So there are 67 school districts in the state of Florida. 67. Out of those 67 school districts in the state of Florida, 38 of those superintendents are elected. The remaining are appointed. So out of 67 school districts, 38 are elected, meaning that they are running for office. They're putting their name on the ballot. They are soliciting donations and votes from the community and corporate and lobbying interest. But let's just keep everything cute for right now, because it could get real messy. And boy, I could tell you, there's some mess when it comes to politics. Trust me. So 38, that's over 50%. So you have over half of the superintendents in the state of Florida that have gone through some type of election, voting process in order for them to have their position. So the question is, why don't you think that education is political? When I say selective outrage and participation, we have to stop. We have to stop. What people also don't realize in the state of Florida, that there's a supermajority. And this is what I'm here to tell you too. Dear Democrat lawmakers, Republicans, I'm gonna get to you next. But let me talk to the Democrats first in Florida. Some of you are going out here campaigning, saying that we want to make a prosperous Florida and I'm going to run for affordable housing, knowing darn well that the numbers are stacked against you. The numbers are stacked against you. It has been for quite some time. So when we look at these campaign promises and these messages, the messaging, you have people to say, well, the Democrats didn't do nothing for me because they said that they was going to do this, 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 and this, and they can't even do it because they don't even have the voting power to do it. So now what? Now you done told the people that you going to make a free and prosperous Florida, and meanwhile don't even have the votes to even do anything that can be substantive. And it's gaslighting to some folks. Just be honest and tell them that the numbers are stacked against you, that the odds are not in your favor, and that you'll do all that you can to advocate for the things that are important. But don't go up there and be lying, talking about some, this is what you're going to do, knowing that these numbers are stacked against you. And to my Republican lawmakers, some of y'all egos, knowing that y'all had a control, knowing that y'all got the numbers, knowing that if y'all propose legislation, that it'll get done because everybody's going to just fall in line. Them egos nasty. It's sickening. And there's some key people who have been allowed to just do harmful things in our state and then represent us in higher office, i.e. Matt Gaetz, i.e. Randy Fine. I could go on. I have been a registered independent for a long time. And I got involved in the Democratic Party because of who I was connected to. I feel like there are some things that Republicans get right, and I think that there are some things that Democrats get right. And I think that there is a balancing act when it comes to policy. The far extremes on either side of the aisle helps no one. And there's literally a war out here. Red and blue. The war is red and blue. Y'all might as well turn these political parties into gangs, huh? Mob mentality. So, in this vital time, you need to be very intentional with your voice. I hope that y'all make today an amazing day. I hope that everything aligns in the way that you desire. I am going to go finish my power walk and get started on my brand day, because there's a lot of things that I need to get completed today. Like I said, we moved this week to a new country, and I'm really, really excited. So make sure you check out my website and all the updates that I've been publishing on www.biancagoolsby.com. And please be involved in education and the politics of education, because our children deserve better. You deserve better. You're worthy. You're loved. Be blessed. And until next time, peace.